Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
Saturday morning means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike White is learning about insurance with Tom Sorensen from the Americana Insurance Group. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike. We've had quite a up and down deal with temperatures this week.
We sure have, and you know what? Today is the last Saturday in January.
It's going already too fast.
Well, that's just fine. If you like the cold weather,
I suppose to get rid of January, that's okay. I just think of the whole year or life. Life is going too fast right now.
Yeah, we always say if you don't like the weather today, just wait till tomorrow, and it'll change.
Yeah, like 50 degrees.
Yeah, I'll take it. We better get into our program because we have a very important topic, and that's called gap insurance, because we did get an email, Tom, from one of our great listeners. It says, "Hello, Insights into Insurance. I just bought a new vehicle, and the dealership tried to sell me loan insurance for my vehicle loan. I didn't understand what it was, so I didn't buy it. Can you please explain what this is? Is it a good thing?" And this email was sent in from Mary. So, Mary, thank you for listening and sending in, a really good question.
Well, they're always great questions, right, Mike?
Absolutely.
So, the listener emails. Mary, yes, we will answer your question today. Excuse me. Gap insurance, or sometimes called loan or lease gap insurance. Today, we're just going to call it gap insurance. It is a good thing, Mary. Absolutely, yes. We'll try to go through and explain gap insurance.
And you know, if you're maybe leasing or financing a new car, this may fall into this category.
Yeah. So basically, it would be is I think Mary would probably ask, why do I need this gap insurance? If you're leasing or financing a new car, just like what you were saying, Mike, many lenders require you to have collision and comprehensive coverage on your car insurance policy until your car is paid off. I put many lenders, but I can almost pretty much say all lenders require you to do that. I don't know of any lender that doesn't, but... So gap insurance is meant to be used in conjunction with collision coverage or comprehensive coverage. If you have a covered claim, your collision coverage or comprehensive coverage would help pay for your totaled or stolen vehicle up to its depreciated value. And so what does that mean? It means that we call this coverage what we call ACV, actual cash value policy. That is what 99% of the policies out there, I don't have any scientific facts, but it's got to be right up there that's all the car insurance is covered is an actual cash value policy.
And Tom, I've heard of this before as well. You know, if you buy a brand new vehicle off the lot, it immediately decreases in value.
Absolutely. I think in your former life, you were one of these people that sold these
vehicles,
indeed. Right?
Yeah.
Yep. According to the Insurance Information Institute, when you drive a brand new vehicle off the lot, its value immediately decreases, and most vehicles' value depreciates about 20% in the first year of ownership, Mike.
And of course, with the COVID-19 pandemic, it's a tough market right now for cars because it seems like car prices, and not to say that anybody is jacking up their prices on the dealership side of it, but the inventory is much lower. If you drive by the car lots, you're not going to see maybe as many vehicles because the inventory is quite low.
Well, my concern there would be, you're right, it is, and my concern right now would be, yeah, these vehicles are valued probably much higher than they normally would. However, we don't know what the future brings. In 2 years, it could be these things, all of a sudden, there's plenty of cars out there. We don't know, so then the depreciation off of that increased value could be quite significant. So when you might need gap insurance, I'll tell you, gap insurance coverage may apply if you're underwater on your auto loan, okay? Meaning you owe more than what the car is worth. When your vehicle is stolen or totaled, means that the repair costs exceed the value of the vehicle. Whether a vehicle is declared total depends on state laws and your insurer's discretion, okay? However, you know, this underwater thing, it sounds horrible, but it's actually pretty common that sometimes you can owe more on a vehicle than what it's actually worth with the loan. So,
And that would be a very good reason that you would want maybe that gap insurance.
Right. So here's an example, Mike, how gap insurance may work. So you bought a brand new car for $45,000, let's say, car, pickup, whatever. You still owe $35,000 on your auto loan. When the car is totaled and it covered collision, so you still owe $35,000 and you got in an accident, and your collision coverage would pay your lender up to the total car's depreciated value. Let's just say that number is $27,000. If you don't have gap insurance, you would have to pay $8,000 out of your own pocket to settle your auto loan on the total car plus the deductible. If you have gap insurance, your insurer would pay or help pay that $8,000. Keep in mind that scenario, the car insurance reimbursement goes completely to your auto lender to pay off the car that's no longer drivable. So, again, that check would go to your lender and not you when you have totaled out that vehicle with a loan on it.
And, of course, you know, a question that Mary also had on her email is, can you get the gap insurance? You know, now that you're hearing this program, can you buy a gap insurance after you buy a car?
Yes, here's the good answer for Mary. You may be able to get gap insurance after you buy a car. So right now she didn't buy gap insurance, but she could come into her local insurance agent. Depending on the model year of the vehicle, gap insurance isn't just sold at car dealerships. Many insurers offer gap insurance as part of the insurance policy. We do. Every one of our companies offers it. And according to the Insurance Information Institute, buying gap coverage from an insurance company often costs much less than buying it from a car dealership. Some insurers require your vehicle to be brand new for you to purchase gap insurance. That may mean that you are the original owner of the vehicle, you have the original lease or loan on the vehicle, that the vehicle is not older than 2 or 3 model years. Just check with your insurer to see what qualifications are required for you to buy gap insurance.
And, Tom, if they give you a call at Americana Insurance Group, 377-2000, you can set up an appointment and you can come in, and your folks will walk them through that process, because I think a lot of time people say, well, that gap insurance, that's only if you buy a brand new spanking car, no miles on it whatsoever, that's when you want the gap insurance. But that's not necessarily true, as you just mentioned.
Not necessarily, no. There is each company has its own rules, so check it out. Just talk to your agent. Obviously, with the independent agency like we are, we have many companies, so we might have many different types of options for you. So,
we're talking with Tom Sorensen, the Americana Insurance Group, on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE. We're talking about Mary's email in regards to gap insurance. We'll take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about gap insurance and is it really worth it on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
This is Tom Sorensen of America Insurance Group of Elbert Lee and Wells. The A-Team is inviting local farmers to our 22nd annual Ag Summit on Tuesday, February 1st at Wedgewood Cove in Elbert Lee from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30, with lunch provided afterwards. This is one of the best attended farm seminars in the area. We will have presentations on farm statistics, crop insurance, farm insurance, and FSA program updates. You will have to RSVP by calling America Insurance Office at 377-2000 or go to our website at AmericaInsurance.com.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE. Mike Whitus, along with Tom Sorensen from the Americana Insurance Group. And Tom, let's talk a little bit. You know, we're on the insurance topic, and it's gap insurance. And is it worth it?
Yeah, Mike, I believe it is. But just so you know, if you're considering buying gap insurance, it's important to remember that this type of coverage may only be available if you're leasing or financing a new vehicle. If you don't have a loan on a vehicle, then there won't be any option to have gap insurance. Think about how much you owe on your auto loan versus the value of your car. You can get an estimate of what your car is worth by checking on a Kelley Blue Book site or something like that. Do you owe more than your car is worth? That's another item. Could you afford to pay the difference out of pocket if your car is totaled? To me, even if you could afford, like let's just say that $8,000 we were talking about, would you want that money taken out of your savings to pay for it? According to the Insurance Information Institution, you may want to consider gap insurance in the following situations, Mike. If you made less than a 20% down payment on your vehicle, if your auto loan is 60 months or longer, if you're leasing a vehicle, the new vehicle notes that many of these lease contracts include gap coverage. So check yours to see whether you have the coverage or not. So if you got a lease, possibly it could be in there. Just check with it. If you don't, you know where you can go get it. Yep, right here, America Insurance Group. Now, there is something else that I want to make sure that people understand. Gap insurance is not to be mistaken with new car replacement coverage. Here is another add-on to your auto policy that can be endorsed on your, like I said, your auto policy. That new car replacement coverage, this would replace your vehicle with brand new. Normally, you must add this coverage on new vehicles. Normally, it ends after 2 or 3 years after purchase. We could do a whole nother show on just this topic, but matter of fact, I can think of one of our insureds just this last year had that coverage, it wouldn't be a car, but it was a camper. Nice, beautiful camper. You know, we're talking, it was a $30,000+ value camper, and to get a new one, it was like 50-some, okay? He got a 50-some $1,000 brand new camper instead of getting paid $30,000+. Okay,
and of course
that's a nice deal. And truthfully, the cost on this insurance is not that much to add it.
And it's not like we're talking, the extended warranty. You need to buy your extended warranty. That's not what we're talking about. This is strictly gap insurance. And if you do have questions, you walk out of the dealership and they've asked you about it, you've declined, get a hold of your insurance agent because they will give you if it's a good thing or not.
Well, and absolutely. And just remember what we said. Normally, it's less expensive through your insurance agent than it is at the dealership. Okay. So just check. Maybe you even want to check before you sign the paperwork. So give us a holler.
377-2000 is the number for the Americana Insurance Group. And thank you to Mary on sending us that listener email. And, Tom, I know you've been planning this for a long time. You've got the 22nd Annual Ag Summit we want to touch upon before we wrap up the show today.
Right on Tuesday, February 1, out at Wedgewood Cove, we are having our 2022 22nd Annual Ag Summit. We start at 8 o'clock with continental breakfast and registration, and 8:30 it starts with Al Batt is going to be our MC, and then we're going to have a bunch of presentations that's got to do with the agriculture community. If you're a farmer, it's free for you to show up, but please RSVP on our website at AmericanInsurance.com or call our office at 507-377-2000. We will take RSVPs up through Monday. So absolutely, I can't wait for it. I love that, doing it that day. I can get to meet all these local farmers and people in the industry.
Absolutely, and again, it is at Wedgewood Cove this year. So 377-2000, get your name on the list, or go to AmericanInsurance.com. And Tom, if they want to send an email to us like Mary did.
Yep, what an awesome email Mary had, insights@AmericanInsurance.com. And that question that Mary sent is exactly the kind of question we love answering. So.
Absolutely. Enjoy the rest of the weekend and this heat wave today and tomorrow, and then we're back to Arctic Blast the middle of the week next week, Tom.
All right. We're getting used to it now.
Yeah, it's like a roller coaster. That's Tom.
It is.
That's Tom. I'm Mike, and that'll wrap up this Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.